With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting FBI Director Christopher Wray is warning of possible terrorist strikes in this country as a result of the Hamas-Israel war. Wray tells Florida Senator Rick Scott the Israel-Hamas war has fueled increased threats against the U.S. and the West.
One terrorist organization after another calling for attacks. And we should wake up. It is a time to be concerned. We are in a dangerous period.
He says the actions of Hamas and its allies will serve as an inspiration the likes of which we haven't seen since ISIS launched its so-called caliphate years ago. Meanwhile, airstrikes have hit a refugee camp in northern Gaza, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In the Jabalia refugee camp on Gaza City's outskirts, at least six airstrikes have leveled a number of apartment blocks in a residential area, the Hamas-run Interior Ministry says, adding that there have been a high number of casualties. Footage of the scene on regional TV showed at least four large craters where buildings once stood amid a large swath of rubble surrounded by partially collapsed structures. Dozens of rescue workers and bystanders were digging through the wreckage, searching for survivors beneath the pancaked buildings. A group of young men pulled two children from the upper floors of a damaged apartment block, cradling them as they climbed down. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Dutchman who recently confessed to killing American high school student Natalie Holloway in 2005 in Aruba has been returned from the U.S. to Peru to serve the remainder of his prison sentence for murdering a Peruvian woman. Joran Vandersloot arrived in Lima on Tuesday in the custody of law enforcement. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 123 points, the Nasdaq rose 61, the S&P advanced 27, oil down to $81.02 a barrel. This is SRN News. Another defeat for the Satanic Temple.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by the group to block Indiana's new pro-life law that places a near total ban on abortion. Members of the Satanic Temple argue that the law violates their religious freedom because they consider abortion to be a sacrament. This legal tactic also failed in Texas, where a judge kicked the Satanists' case out back in July. The temple is deeply invested in abortion, recently opening a clinic in New Mexico. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spain's first official investigation of sex abuse by Catholic priests indicates the number of victims could run into the hundreds of thousands. The government probe was sparked by an independent investigation that turned up hundreds of victims. The Spanish Bishops' Conference has made no comment on the government findings. A Madrid-based law firm is conducting a parallel inquiry ordered by the bishops. Its findings are expected to be released later this year. This is SRN News. Abortion is a key issue in next week's Virginia election, where all 140 General Assembly seats are on the ballot. GOP Governor Glenn Youngkin tells the Salem Radio Network that Democrats are running an extreme campaign.
On abortion, they want to extend abortion rights all the way up through and including birth, and that's just way too extreme. And we have brought people together around a bill to protect life at 15 weeks when a baby can feel pain, with exceptions for rape and incest and when the mother's life is at risk.
The Virginia legislature is narrowly divided, and both parties say they see a path to a full statehouse majority. Chatbots like ChatGPT wowed with their ability to do tasks as good as or better than humans, thanks to cutting-edge artificial intelligence systems. Now, frontier AI has become the latest buzzword as concerns grow that the emerging technology has capabilities that could endanger humanity. More details at SRNnews.com.